And when I recognize in the future, or at present even, 60% of the population in those conflict areas are people who are under the age of 25, I realize a need and a necessity to work with them and alongside them as they continue to try to build sustainable peace in their areas.
Violence seems to be an epidemic around the world. Do you see any commonalities between violence, the violence of youth in this country and in other countries abroad?
At present, we are seeing violent conflicts everywhere. Yes, I mean, I think if you were to look at the 35 countries or so that are in conflict, most of them are lower income or lower middle income countries. I'd say 30 of those 35 countries. And I think there's a commonality to people who feel disenfranchised, who feel disempowered, who feel that their voices aren't heard, they're not being offered the opportunity to move upward and to just even take care of the sustainable parts of life, just even food and water. And I think that commonality is connected here. If we look in our inner cities here, because we'll be doing a lot of work, the Peace Earth Foundation across the country here in the U.S., in the urban environments, where people, again, feel disenfranchised, not connected, that they don't have the opportunity to move themselves upward in the society, that they can't have jobs that would allow them to have sustainable and comfortable and lives, where they're cut off from education. When you have these conflict environments, you also create a system where the children are not allowed to be educated, which breaks them from opportunity. We're talking about 40-something percent of primary school children across the world are out of school because of conflict. And then when you look at that same system in a different manner here in the U.S., and you see the dropout rate amongst kids, particularly African-Americans and Latinos, and what's occurring in the educational system, you see the correlation. And then you also see the correlation of people trying to formulate or connect with each other. So they're trying to survive in these environments, which aren't allowing them opportunity, which aren't allowing them sustainable life. And then there's violence around them, and they have to reach towards certain things in order to be able to survive those environments, whether that be a gang environment or belonging to a group where they can feel a familiar or sense or a family and feel protected. Because everyone has these basic needs, you know, food, water, comfort, and security. And I think you find that a lot of those things are lacking in all places in the world where you find great pockets of conflict.
Can you tell me about your work with child soldiers?
There's an organization called Hope North in northern Uganda, and I've worked with them pretty extensively over the years, helping them to build dormitories and to build wells and to create educational systems for the kids so that they, you know, and there's been a lot of success in the kids moving from these primary schools into college, and I'm very excited about that. And we'll be doing a program also at Hope North because there's a lot of child soldiers and refugees there. And so we'll be doing some work there right after the work in the Sudan, which will also be dealing with child soldiers or soldiers who are being reinstated back into society.
So you're actually interacting with child soldiers. What are they like?
They're all different. I mean, as one kid told me, Stephen, he says that he had to do all these different atrocities, I guess. And so to sit alone for him has been very difficult. He likes to be around people, to be around things, because if he sits quietly with himself, he has difficulties. I talked to this other girl. She was speaking to me about it, and she said to me that there, the people looked at her as if she was stupid. And she said, well, maybe they're right, because I never learned all the things, the cultural things, to be able to know how to deal here. And then she said, they look at me like as if I'm crazy. And she said, maybe they're right, because I do things and I don't even know why. And I was trying to ask her what she saw as a way for herself to reconnect. And she said that she wasn't quite sure, but that all she knew was that she would just have to keep trying. And I think a lot of these kids who were trying to understand just how to find their place back into society aren't given the tools to help them. And when I talk about tools, I mean just even the emotional, psychological tools of being able to feel good about themselves.